I think most of you know President Biden is going on a trip next week. It's a trip he hasn't taken yet as president. It's a trip to the Middle East. And it will include Israel. It will include the illegally occupied West Bank. It will include Saudi Arabia. Biden can sound really tough. He sounded really tough on the campaign trail. There was this debate in 2019, a Democratic debate, and Biden said, quote, "We were going to, in fact, make them pay the price and make them, in fact, the pariah that they are," unquote. He was talking about Saudi Arabia, and he's changed his tune, which can happen when you become president. Apparently, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's arranging the butchering, the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi was sufficient to warrant that pariah status at that time. But now that he's president, he's taking a different tact. And the reason that he's taking a different tact is because he wants oil concessions. Any excuse to get Beth Custer on the radio, and she's telling the truth. To hell with human rights as long as we're talking oil. And that's what's happening right now as Biden goes to Saudi Arabia to try to get some oil price concessions. And to hell with human rights also applies to Israel, including when it comes to murdering journalists as long as they are Palestinian. Even if they are Palestinian American, as in the case of Palestinian American citizen Shireen Abu Akleh, mainstream media, including the Associated Press, the Washington Post, CNN, the New York Times, and various human rights organizations, including Israel's B'Tselem, all have concluded that Israel is to blame for the murder of the iconic journalist Shireen Abu Akleh. But the United States government this week, after a non-transparent investigation, had this conclusion.
Given the totality of circumstances, given the totality of facts that became available and that were made available to you, to the U.S. Security Coordinator and his team, they found no reason to believe that it was an intentional killing, but rather the result of tragic circumstances in the course of a raid.
That's the voice of Ned Price. Man, it's got to be tough to be Ned Price. I wouldn't want to be Ned Price being the voice of the State Department when all the evidence is pointing the other way. Just yesterday, July the 8th, Democracy Now!, with a segment titled U.S. Accused of Whitewashing Israel's Killing of Shireen Abu Akleh Ahead of Biden's Middle East Trip, featured an impressive guest. His name is Muin Rabbani. He's a Dutch-Palestinian analyst. He's the co-editor of the online journal Jadalia, and also used to work at the United Nations. And he responded to the so-called investigation that Price was referencing this way. This is the voice of Rabbani.
In my view, it was always a foregone conclusion that the U.S. government would put Israel's political interests ahead of justice and accountability for a murdered U.S. citizen who was also a Palestinian journalist.
and columnist Gideon Levy of the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, who never pulls his punches, said, quote, "It's difficult to imagine a more clumsy, unprofessional, ridiculous, even insulting mobilization in the service of Israeli propaganda. Once again, it has been proven that America is willing to do anything, absolutely anything, to protect its precious darling, to conceal all its crimes, to make itself an object of ridicule, to disregard moral, legal, and professional standards, all to cover up for Israel," unquote. Longtime U.S. Arab activist and president of the Arab American Institute, James Zogby, who was also, you may recall, a prominent member of Bernie Sanders' DNC platform committee in 2016, tweeted, quote, "Truly disgusting. After weeks of Israel's lying, denying, and obfuscating, the U.S. provides Israel with additional cover by saying the murder of Shireen Abu Akleh was just, quote-unquote, likely an Israeli, but no evidence it was, quote-unquote, intentional. So a shot in her head from 300 yards was an, quote-unquote, oops, unquote." I'm on Zogby's Arab American Institute email list, and he sent a mass email on May 17th, and it urged his readers to contact our congressional representatives and tell them to conduct a U.S. investigation into Shireen's murder. Again, this was May 17th, 6 days after she was killed. I was really surprised at the request because everyone who follows U.S. policy in the Middle East closely knows that a U.S. investigation of Israel would result in excusing its behavior. So I emailed Zogby, quote, "Why ask for a U.S.-led investigation and not one from a truly independent party such as the ICC, the International Criminal Court? The U.S. is complicit in Israeli oppression of Palestinians. Thanks, Dory Stein." Zogby emailed back, quote, "This is what the congressional sponsors wanted. I wanted a real independent investigation. If we'd asked for the ICC, we would have gotten maybe 5 endorsers. We're now approaching 50. It will serve to put pressure," unquote. Zogby, unfortunately, was either naive or led astray. Israeli impunity is alive and well. Shireen was murdered on May 11th. On May 14th, that Saturday, Gaza Corner did a detailed analysis of the killing. It was already clear the Israeli military was responsible. The evidence was overwhelming. The problem was the sources were Palestinian. Mainstream media does not typically trust conclusions from Palestinian sources, even Palestinian eyewitnesses. Instead, they tend to run with the Israeli narrative. In this case, for example, the New York Times writer Amelia Nierenberg included this line in her article, quote, "Israel's military said that it was not clear who shot her and that it was investigating the possibility that blame could lie with Palestinian gunmen," unquote. New York Times. The Israeli Defense Force, or IDF, spokesperson Ran Kojaf told Army Radio on May 11th, the day Shireen was murdered, that it was quote-unquote likely that a Palestinian gunman was responsible. The Israeli Foreign Ministry tweeted an edited version of a video with the caption, quote, "Palestinian terrorists firing indiscriminately are likely to have hit Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh," unquote. This is what I said on Gaza Corner on May 14th, quote, "Palestinian-American Jerusalemite Shireen Abu Akleh was killed on May 11th in a way that would take the skill and aim of a sniper. She was doing her job, reporting on an Israeli raid of the Jenin refugee camp wearing an orange flak jacket with press written on it and a helmet. The single bullet, according to Rayan Al-Ali, who is director of the Forensic Medicine Institute at Al-Najah University, who conducted the autopsy, stated, quote, "the bullet has caused a complete laceration of the brain and skull," unquote. Ali al-Samoudi, a veteran journalist who also works for the Jerusalem-based newspaper Al-Quds, said he and Abu Akleh had been standing several hundred meters from the house where Israeli soldiers had been carrying out an attempted arrest. They were alone with four or five other Palestinian journalists, all wearing protective gear marking them as press. They were near Israeli military vehicles, and they moved slowly to make sure the soldiers could see they were journalists. Al-Samoudi described that he suddenly heard a single shot that whizzed. Quote, "We were going to film the Israeli army raid, and suddenly they shot us without asking us to leave or stop filming," unquote. He said he turned and ran and was immediately hit in the upper left of his back. Quote, "I heard Shireen scream, 'Ali has been shot, Ali has been shot.' Then they shot Shireen. There were no fighters where we were. None at all. We don't put ourselves in the line of fire. Whatever the Israeli army says for us to do, we do. They shot at us directly and deliberately," unquote. Another journalist, Shatha Haineshah, said the group stood in an open area, quote, "for about 10 minutes to make sure the Israeli army can identify us as journalists. At the shots, everyone ran toward a wall, but Shireen and I weren't able to climb it. Shireen was screaming, 'Ali is shot.' Then she fell. I tried to help her up, but I couldn't. She was shot," unquote, pointing at her neck. In other words, the U.S. State Department conclusion that there was no reason to believe it was an intentional killing does not take into account that about five clearly marked Palestinian journalists, including Shireen, were running for their lives as they faced gunfire coming from the Israeli counterterrorism unit directed at them. How can that be unintentional? It took a while for the mainstream media to admit the obvious, but they fell in line. The AP did a reconstruction of Shireen's murder that lent support to accounts by Palestinian eyewitnesses, including Shireen's crew, that she was killed by Israeli forces. Subsequent investigations by the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN reached similar conclusions, as did monitoring by the Office of the United Nations Human Rights Chief. In fact, CNN's investigation disclosed that additional bullet holes can be seen on the tree Abu Akleh was standing against when she was hit, bullets that were fired individually, not in a burst, which suggests a sniper carefully aimed and shot Shireen in the area between her helmet and her bulletproof vest through the neck. I should add the New York Times, CNN, the Washington Post, and the AP conducted their own investigations by using video, visiting the site, and interviewing all witnesses on the ground. They're in agreement. Shireen Abu Akleh was killed by Israelis without any provocation. The family of Shireen Abu Akleh wrote a letter addressed to President Biden following the U.S. announcement this week. If this topic interests you, please read the whole statement. It's linked, and other articles are linked as well, at the Gaza Corner section of the Tangents playlist. That's at tangents.com, left-hand column, the Tangents playlist. Thank you, Harry, for posting those articles. Quote, and I'm not going to read the whole statement, but I'll read a bit of it. "Dear Mr. President, we, the family of Shireen Abu Akleh, write to express our grief, outrage, and sense of betrayal concerning your administration's abject response to the extrajudicial killing of our sister and aunt by Israeli forces on May 11, 2022, while on assignment in the occupied Palestinian city of Jenin in the West Bank. Shireen was a prominent, beloved Palestinian journalist. She was a role model and a mentor to aspiring Palestinian female journalists and a trusted colleague of many in the local and international media. She was also a United States citizen, despite wearing a protective helmet and blue bulletproof vest clearly marked as press. Shireen was murdered by an Israeli-fired bullet to the head. Israeli forces continued to fire live rounds as bystanders, including other members of the press, tried to render assistance. Then, as we and hundreds of others gathered to begin her funeral procession, Israeli forces attacked us, beating mourners and pallbearers, violently disrupting the dignified burial procession she deserved. In the days and weeks since an Israeli soldier killed her, not only have we not been adequately consulted, informed, and supported by U.S. government officials, but your administration's actions exhibit an apparent intent to undermine our efforts toward justice and accountability for Shireen's death. All available evidence suggests that Shireen, a U.S. citizen, was the subject of an extrajudicial killing, yet your administration has thoroughly failed to meet the bare minimum expectation held by a grieving family to ensure a prompt, thorough, credible, impartial, independent, effective, and transparent investigation that leads to true justice and accountability for Shireen's killing. Instead, the United States has been skulking toward the erasure of any wrongdoing by Israeli forces. Your administration's engagement has served to whitewash Shireen's killing and perpetuate impunity. Your administration deemed it necessary to include and perpetuate the baseless and damaging conclusion that the killing was not intentional, seemingly choosing political expedience over actual accountability for a foreign government's killing of a U.S. citizen. Israeli forces have for long known no bounds, perpetrating war crimes and killing Palestinian civilians with impunity, including those clearly identifiable as children, medical personnel, and journalists. Israeli officials and armed forces are enabled and empowered by unconditional U.S.-sourced weapons and financial assistance, and then provided with near-absolute diplomatic support to shield Israeli officials from any accountability. In conclusion, we call on you to, one, meet with us during your upcoming visit and hear directly from us about our concerns and demands for justice. Two, provide us with all of the information gathered by your administration to date concerning Shireen's killing, including any evidence reviewed and assessed by U.S. officials, the identities and qualifications of all individuals present during the latest review of evidence, and any forensic reports or other information that has not been provided to us or our legal team. Three, retract the Department of State's July 4th press statement, given that the department's own account indicates it is not based on any credible assessment. Four, direct the Department of Justice, including the Human Rights and Special Prosecutions Bureau, the FBI, and any other relevant U.S. office or agency to take action on Shireen's extrajudicial killing. And finally, number five, it should be needless to say we expect the Biden administration's support to support our efforts to push for accountability and justice for Shireen wherever they take us. Sincerely, Anton Abu Akleh, on behalf of the Abu Akleh family, unquote. I don't anticipate Biden meeting any of the above actions, but if there is one move Biden can easily do and absolutely should do, it is to meet with the Abu Akleh family. Meeting the family is the least Biden can do.